Possibly.
Come on, let's see what he's up to. Careful.
They follow Jamie down the hillside towards a gigantic dome-shaped structure at the edge of the city.
Doctor, down here!
Partially buried within the hillside itself, the dome is constructed from a honeycomb of crystal. As the trio draws closer, they spot a hexagonal doorway set atop a metal ramp. Once smooth and silver, time and neglect have dulled the surface to a resemblance of granite.
What is it?
Don't know. There's a ramp here.
Yes, and there's a door as well. Is it a wall?
I hardly think so, Zoe. Ooh, that smells a lot stronger around here.
The doctor is inspecting the doorway.
Oh, this is interesting.
What, doctor?
Oh, metal, isn't it?
What, covered in moss and lichen?
Well, metal? Would you say so? I think we'd better get away from here.
Good.
Come along.
But why?
Well, this isn't a building. This is a machine. Come along.
Doctor, it's open! Come on, take behind the rocks.
They dive for cover as the doorway slides upwards. A figure shambles into view. It is Abu. Clutching at his head, the once alert and confident youngster now has the appearance of a slack-jawed simpleton. As Abu stumbles on oblivious, two slender pipes extend from panels at either side of the doorway. Twin jets of fluid spurt forth, and Abu falls to the ground, writhing in agony as white clouds of vapor steam from his rapidly dissolving body. The time travelers emerge from hiding. Horror-struck, they regard the corroded metal medallion lying in the earth at the base of the ramp. All that remains of the hapless youth.
Oh, that poor man.
What happened to him?
I don't know, Jamie. Come on, let's get away from here.
As Elik helps Varna into her silver robe, Thara appeals to his father.
Father, can't you give the order she doesn't have to go? You're our leader.
But the Crotons have chosen Varna. It is a great honor.
Honor? Why do we take their orders?
Varna.
Thara grabs Varna, his other hand fingering the small stone axe at his belt.
We don't even know if they exist.
Thara, you can't say things like that.
Get out of the way.
She's not going into that machine.
She has to go in. No one defies the Crotons.
All right! And don't be so stupid.
Thara!
Disarm him.
Thara raises his axe.
Keep back!
As Thara's standoff with Elik's men continues, the doctor's party creeps down the steps at the rear of the hall.
Well, I hope they're friendly.
Just leave this to me, Zoe.
Smiling benignly, he holds out his hands in greeting to the small group of pikemen guarding the entrance.
We are friends. It's all right. Now, don't be afraid.
I have trouble.
Who are you?
Axus, the pikeman's leader, approaches.
One of your people has been...
You're strangers. Where are you from?
Well, if we told you, it wouldn't mean anything.
Answer me, where are you from?
There's no time for explanations. As I say, one of your
people...
They're
not guns. They're clothes, the way they're dressed.
Look, we are friendly.
Look, are you going to let us pass
Doctor,
or not?
Look.
At the other end of the hall...
Do something about him. He's your son.
I'm warning you. One step nearer.
Thara, will you be reasonable? The Crotons have sent for Varna.
She's not going. Nobody comes back from there.
Let me go, Thara. Please. I don't want them to hurt you.
Outnumbered by pikemen, Thara tosses his axe away. Celris motions everyone back. Squeezing her lover's hand in farewell, Varna crosses over to Elik at the foot of the ramp. Thara looks on numbly as Elik places the metal medallion around Varna's neck.
A bit of sense. Just in time.
That doorway, it's like the other one.
And she's wearing a cloak just like that chap we saw killed.
Is she being sacrificed?
I don't think so, Zoe. They're too civilized for that.
Can we not stop them?
Well, we can try.
Just a minute. Wait.
They're interrupting the ceremony. Take them.
You wouldn't be so tough without these guards around you.
Axus signals his men.
Get back. I accept your challenge.
Oh, you do you? Well, that's just fine with me, then.
Now, Jamie, don't be so rash.
No, don't worry, Doctor. I'll see to this lad.
Yes.
No, I'll not be needing that, thank you.
Oh, Jamie, watch out!
Having declined an axe from one of the gons, Jamie crouches low like a wrestler. Axus lunges at him with his axe, but Jamie anticipates the attack and sidesteps. Arms outstretched, the two circle each other warily.